Resonance Basics with the Voice Guy. Today we're going to use a musical pattern to work on the sound of a hum into E. And the idea of this hum into E sound is to get the bones of your face to wake up and energize. So the first thing we want to do is hear the sound of this descending triad. It sounds like this. It's a fairly familiar sound, and what we'll do is we'll start on a hum, and we'll work our way upward through our range to wake up the sound of our voices. We're going to begin by humming along with that pattern. Make sure that your jaw is relaxed. We're going to follow along with the recording, and if the notes get a little too high, feel free to switch from your chest resonance into your head tone. The idea is to wake up the bones in your head, so going up into the head tone or falsetto for men is not a bad thing. As you're doing it, ask yourself, can you feel the vibrations in your face? You're trying to notice the tingling buzz on your lips and in the bones of your face. You need to ask yourself as you're doing it, what can I do to enhance that buzziness? Explore moving your lips very gently to see if that makes a difference as you're humming. And then make small, delicate movements of the top of your tongue, narrowing the space between the top of your tongue and the roof of your mouth as you hum. So it'll change the sound slightly. If you're humming, and you change the space in your mouth, I'm kind of moving my tongue around inside my mouth to see whether I can feel the vibrations differently. It's important that you engage with this with enough breath energy to get a significant vibration on your lips. I actually have to lean back from the microphone as I do this humming because it's pretty intense sound and I would kind of overblow the microphone. If you're too delicate though, you won't make enough sound so that you'll get the kind of sensation we're after. Once you get a good sense of the vibrations on your lips, we'll do the whole sequence again, opening up into E. So we'll go so on the last note we'll open up onto E, and then once you've done that through the recording, we're going to do me, and that should give you the feeling of the vibration on the M opening up onto E, trying to get that buzziness off the consonant and into the vowel. So let's start with just plain humming and see how that goes. Before we go, one more time, here are those notes again. So we're going to go a little bit faster, and here we go. Breathe. 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 May need to shift to falsetto. So we went up through a whole octave there, and that's not an excessive amount to go up. And I shifted into falsetto at the end there. I could have probably pushed through, forced myself to stay in my chest voice, but this is supposed to be a gentle warm-up, so we don't want to be pushing through or forcing ourselves in any way. So when I felt that the demand to get into that higher note was more than my voice could easily sustain, I just switched over to falsetto. It's not a bad thing. Falsetto is a good, helpful tool for warming up. So don't avoid it like a lot of people who are training in singing do. Next, we're going to go on and do the same thing, opening on to E. So here's that first pitch that we're going to start on. We're going to hum and open onto E. Here we go. Me, breathe. You can hear that time I didn't shift into the falsetto, and that perhaps might have been a little bit too forceful. I kept it light and energized without pushing. The tone did get a little thin at the end there, but I'm not too worried about the sound of it. I'm worried more about the feeling of it. That's where my focus is. Can I feel it in the bones of my face? And on those tight E's at the end, I don't feel it as well as I can on the earlier lower sounds. So it's probably better to shift into falsetto to feel it more, and that's where my focus really should be. Now we're going to do it a third time, and this time, each note, we're going to open onto E. Me, me, me. Okay, and trying to get the vibration from the M to translate into the vowel of E. Here's that pitch again that we're going to start on. Me, me, me. And me, 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 breathe. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Slide between pitches. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Relax your jaw. Me, me, me. Breathe. Me, me, me. Switch to falsetto if you need to. Me, me, me. Me, me. Feel the vibrations. Me, me, me. Good. Hopefully you get the sense of feeling the vibrations on the M and the vibrations opening up as you say the vowel. Me, me, me. Now just say the vowel. E, E. And see if you can feel a little bit more vibration in the bones of your face than you did when we began this process. I like to suggest at the end of all this that you take a bit of text, a little bit of language that you know by heart. Doesn't have to be much, maybe a poem you know, and say it, seeing whether you can accentuate the feeling of vibration that you have in your face. See if you can get those feelings that you had on me, me, me to translate into the words you say. My goal there is to see if I can feel the vibrations of my voice tingling, buzzing in the bones of my face. And that buzziness really translates into vocal power, and that vocal power takes the pressure off my throat, so I don't have to push. I can allow my head to act as a loudspeaker, and I can ease off a little bit, pushing my voice, and radiate this out of my voice so that it carries better.